文是在罗马书十三章八到十节。罗马书十三章八到十节，他到底怎么说呢？他说：“这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信的信主的道。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。”这是今天正道的经文 ，the scripture reading。
Thank you to Pastor Lee and your team for leading worship.
谢谢敬拜团。
And thank you to Pauline for leading us in the prayer.
谢谢 Pauline 你的祷告。
And thank you to Cindy for leading the lesson announcements.
谢谢 Cindy 你的报告事项。
And thank you, Lulu.
谢谢 Pastor Callum.
So let's see how much you know about Canada.
所以我们来看一看大家对加拿大有多了解。
What famous coffee and donut restaurant first opened on May 17th, 1964.
1964年5月17号，有哪一个很有名的一个咖啡和甜甜圈的店开张？ Yay!
Tim Hortons, that's correct.
没错，答对了。
What famous sporting trophy was first awarded in 1894?
有哪一个很有名的运动在1893年第一次颁发了他的奖杯
？The Stanley Cup, yes.
史丹利杯。
And to whom, Pastor Lee?
是颁给谁呢 ，Pastor Lee？
Yes.
谁赢了
？Montreal is right. Yes, Montreal.
蒙特罗。
Montreal, yes. Third question.
第三个问题。
What famous ginger-flavored beverage was first produced in 1904?
1904年哪一个姜汁的饮料第一次发行产生生产？Yay!
Canada Dry.
Canada Dry. 这个姜汁汽水。
Well, what an amazing country we live in.
我们住在一个非常非常很一个很棒的一个国家。
Now I'm English by birth.
Pastor Callum, 他在英国出生，是个英国人。
In England, there is no equivalent to Canada Day.
在英国没有像加拿大日这样的一个日子。
I suppose the English could sanctify July 30th, 1966.
我想英国可以认可1966年的7月30号。
When England won the Soccer World Cup.
因为英国那一年赢了世界杯的足球赛。
They won't this year, I do not think.
这一年可能没有希望了。
But there's nothing like Canada Day in England.
但是并没有不像我们加拿大日一样。
When Canada was formed on July the 1st, 1867, the new nation was called the Dominion of Canada.
在1867年7月1号加拿大诞生的时候，它的名字叫做加拿大的领土。
And Psalm 72 verse 8.Provided the inspiration.
那这个意思是从诗篇的七十二篇的第八节所启发的。
This verse says, "He will rule from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth."
这段经文讲到说，他要执掌权柄，从这海直到那海，从大海直到地极。
And Canada's national motto is "From sea to sea."
那加拿大的座右铭是从这海直到那海。
So on this Canada Day, I want briefly to consider what God desires the church in Canada to be in 2018.
所以在这个加拿大日今天呢，我想要跟大家来分享，在2018年，神要我们加拿大的教会里面有怎么样，对我们加拿大的教会有什么样的期望。
God desires us to live lives that show Christ.
神希望我们的生命能够彰显基督。
To love one another.
能够彼此相爱。
And to deepen our relationship with Jesus.
能够更深化我们跟基督的关系。
Now let's do a quick survey.
我们来很快来做个调查。
Raise your right hand if you were born in Canada.
如果你是加拿大出生，请举起右手来。右手 ，right hand.
Thank you. Now raise your right hand if you were not born in Canada.
如果你不是加拿大出生，请举起右手来。如果不是加拿大出生，请举起右手来。
Aren't we a diverse country?
我们住在一个非常多元化的一个国家。
In the early 20th century, most people emigrating to Canada were from Britain or the United States.
在二十世纪初期，大部分移民到加拿大人的国家，这个人是从英国或是美国来的，北美来的。
And that has changed, and delightfully so.
但是这个事实已经很快的变化了，而且是一个很好的一方面的改变。
Between 2006 and 2011, the fastest growing language in Canada was Tagalog.
在2006年到2011年，最快速成长的语言是菲律宾话 Tagalog。
Followed by Mandarin, Arabic, and Hindi.
接着是普通话，还有西班牙，不是西阿拉伯话。和印度话。
At the same time, support for religious belief has dwindled.
同样呢，在同时，对宗教的一个支持呢，也越来越减少。
A recent poll said that only 18% of Canadians have a very positive opinion about religious leaders.
在最近调查里面显示出来说，只有18%的人对我们国这个国家的宗教领袖有正面的一个评价。
That means over 40% have very low opinions of religious leaders.
所以意思就是说，几乎有40%的人对我们宗教的领袖呢有比较低的一个评价。
The recent decision by the Supreme Court of Canada against Trinity Western University's proposed law school illustrates how religion is marginalized in this country.
那最近最高的法院呢对三一大学的法律系做的一个决定呢，就更显示出来了说。我们在这个社会里面，我们的宗教是被边缘化了。
Now we can lament these facts, but I prefer to see opportunity for the gospel to shine.
我们可以坐在那边很叹息，但是我的看法是说，这是一个机会，我们的福音可以更为主发光。
When it's dark, the light shines brighter.
当是黑暗的时候呢，这个光会显得更亮。
How can we shine brighter?
我们的生命怎么样能够更亮呢？为主发光呢
？By living lives that show Christ，
就是我们的生命要彰显基督。
For the last few years, my nephew has served as a member of the Royal Guard for Queen Elizabeth, Queen of Canada。
那在过去几年，我有一个侄子，他在那个白金汉宫啊，他服侍那个伊丽莎白女王，当了皇家的警卫。
Queen Elizabeth has strong Christian convictions.
伊丽莎白女王她也很坚信的基督教的一个信仰。
My nephew recently told my parents of an occasion when he was on guard at Buckingham Palace in London.
那我的侄子他有一次跟我的父母讲说，他有一天在白金汉宫站岗。
It was a long day of formal visits.
那一天有很多的一个访谈，然后是非常疲惫的一天。
And towards the end of the day, the Queen walked up to him and a few of his fellow guards.
那在那天将结束的时候呢，伊丽莎白女王走向他们。
She said that she had noticed that they had remained on duty all day.
她说，我已经注意到你们今天一整天都在这边站岗。
And then she asked them when they had last eaten.
她问他们说，你们上次吃东西是什么时候了？
Hearing that it was a few hours earlier, she said this.
那他们说是几个小时以前呢？那他这么说
：“Come with me to the palace kitchens, and I will cook you dinner。”
他说：“跟我到白金汉宫的厨房里面来，我来为你准备晚餐。
”The queen's example impressed those young guardsmen。
那这个女王她的一个模范典范呢，让那些士兵他们觉得非常的有印象深刻。
Her actions showed her love for Jesus。
她的行动，她已经展现出了神在身上的爱。
As Christians, we show Christ in how we live.
那当一个基督徒，我们在我们的生活中，我们要彰显基督。
In Romans 13, verses 1 to 7, Paul explains what it means as Christians to live in a secular society.
那在罗马书13:1-7里面，保罗告诉我们说，在这个世俗里面，我们一个基督徒应该是我们要过怎么样的生活
？We are to be honest with our tax returns.
我们要诚实的缴税。
We are to respect those in authority.
我们要尊重那你掌权的。
We act fairly in our business deals.
我们要做生意时候，我们要公平的交易。
We're examples in our workplaces of diligence, loyalty, and trust.
在我们工作的场合里面，我们是很努力的，我们很忠心，我们又值得信任的。
And we could also add, we are faithful in our marriages.
我们可以说，在我们婚姻里面，我们是很忠心的。
We are involved in our children's lives.
我们参与我们孩子的生命里面的各种事情。
We are respected among our neighbors.
我们受到我们邻居的尊重。
We are thoughtful and gracious with our words.
当我们讲话的时候，我们充满了一个体贴和亲切。
We are courteous and compassionate in our day-to-day relationships.
在我们每天跟人的关系里面呢，我们是有礼貌的，充满怜悯的。
As our lives shine for Jesus, those around us see the vibrancy and hope of Christian faith.
当我们的生命能够彰显基督的时候，那些在我们周遭的那些人呢，就能看到我们这个信仰带来的活力和希望。
God needs the church in Canada to live lives that show Jesus.
神要我们在加拿大的教会里面，我们那个生命能够彰显基督。
But secondly, God needs the church in Canada to love one another.
但是第二，神也要教会在加拿大的教会里面，我们能够彼此相爱。
Romans 13 verse 8 says, "Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another."
罗马书十三章八节讲到说。凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Our world is fraught with fracture, disunity, hurt, and division.
我们这个世界充满了裂痕、不团结、伤害和一些分裂。
But Jesus can heal these divisions.
但是神能够医治这些裂痕。
In the Bible, the people of God transcend national and ethnic boundaries.
在圣经里面，神的子民他们超越了这些国家和他们种族的一些限制。
And at Trinity, we have a special opportunity to show this kind of love.
那在我们三一浸信会里面，我们有这个机会能够展现这样的爱。
We come from many different backgrounds.
我们来自不同的背景。
Yet because of Jesus, we demonstrate the difference that Jesus brings.
那但是因为耶稣，我们能够展现出来耶稣在我们身上带来的不同的一些背景。
We love one another.
我们彼此相爱。
But this has important implications.
但是这个有很深的一个含义。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 11, Paul says that the divisions we see in the world are overcome in Jesus.
在哥罗西书三章十一节，保罗讲到说，这些分裂呢，耶稣已经克服了。
But immediately after, in Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13, he says this.
但是在哥罗西书三章十二节到十三节，他紧接着说
，Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.Bear with one another and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁爱蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Where there is division or conflict or unforgiveness, the church cannot be what God needs the church in Canada to be.
当教会里面有了一些纷争、有了冲突或是不能饶恕的事情以后，这就不是神要加拿大的教会能够有的一个景况了。
So I urge you, if you are in conflict with someone else, please put it right.
所以我要告诉你，如果你跟当别人有冲突的话，你要赶快把它矫正过来。
Our witness in Canada depends on it.
我们在加拿大这里的见证就靠这个了。
We are called to love one another.
我们被呼召是要来彼此相爱的。
And finally, God needs the church in Canada to deepen our relationship with Jesus.
最后，神要我们在加拿大的教会，我们要跟神有一个，要跟基督有一个更深化的一个关系。
Romans 13 verse 14 says, "Rather, clothe yourselves." With the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
在罗马书十三章十四节讲到说，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排，去放纵私欲。
As a Christian, my life finds its purpose and fulfillment in knowing God.
当一个基督徒认识神，我的生命得到了满足 和目的。
And turning away from sin and identifying with Jesus.
我远离了罪恶，我跟神一样。
The Lord continues to remind me of this.
神继续地提醒我这些事情。
Recently, a verse from Psalm 86 has challenged me.
最近我在看诗篇86篇的它的经文，很挑战我。
Psalm 86 verse 11 says, Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name.
诗篇86篇第11章讲到说，耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
The Lord is reminding me that he wants me to have an undivided heart.
神他提醒我说他希望有一个合一的一个心。
What he desires for me is to look up to him.
他渴望我们能够定睛向他。
At the recent daycare Father's Day celebration, I spoke about an umbrella.
那最近我在那个牧师在一个我们托儿所里面的父亲节有个分享到一个讯息。
When Catherine and I visited London a few years ago, I noticed that some umbrellas had a map of the city printed on the inside.
那当牧师跟他太太到英国去旅游时候呢，他们注意到说有一些雨伞，它雨伞里面呢有些地图。
It's a superb idea.
这是个非常棒的一个主意。
When it's raining, rather than trying to open a map or study a navigation app on your phone to figure out where you are, you need only look up to the inside of your mirror, umbrella.
当下雨的时候呢，你不需要去忙着去找你的地图，或是找电脑的一些能够辅助的一些程式。你要做的事情就是向上看，看着你的雨伞里面的地图。
And you can see exactly where you are and where you need to go.
你可以看到说你在哪里，而且你要去往哪里去。
The Lord is reminding me to look up and focus on Him to see where He wants me to go.
那神他提醒了我说，我要仰望他，我要定睛他身上，我就知道要去哪里。
And how to live for Him.
那怎么样能够为他来过活？
How to have an undivided heart.
怎么样能够有一个合一的心？
Day by day, I want to know the Lord better.
每一天，我要越来越认识耶稣。
He is my first love, and I am committed to Him.
他是我最初起初的爱，我已经委身向他。
In a few moments, we will share communion.
再过一片刻，我们就要分享圣餐。
We remember that Jesus died for us.
我们记得耶稣为我们而死。
But we also realign our lives with God and with His ways.
但是我们要一样的，我们要重新对焦在他我们的神身上和他的真理。
When we take the bread and the wine, it's as though we absorb into our lives a renewed commitment to walk with Jesus.
当我们领受那个饼和杯的时候，就像我们的生命已经重新再次的更新，来我们跟耶稣同行。
I encourage us to take a few moments as we are being served the bread and the cup.To rededicate our lives to Jesus.
那我鼓励你，当我们拿到领受到饼和杯的时候，我们要再重新的我们的生命，我们再次反思，我们重新定睛在耶稣身上。
God needs the church in Canada to deepen our relationship with Jesus.
神需要在加拿大的教会里面，能够跟耶稣能够建立更深化的一个关系。
Today is the 151st anniversary.Of the formation of this nation.
今天是加拿大建国151年的纪念日。
And all of us are grateful to be in Canada, wherever we may have been born.
那我们不管我们过去在哪里出生，我们今天都很感恩能够在这块土地上。
So by God's grace and power, may we live lives that show Christ.
那借着神的恩典和能力，我们希望我们的生命能够彰显基督。
May we love one another.
我们能够彼此相爱。
And may we deepen our relationship with Jesus.
也愿我们的跟耶稣的关系能够更深。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee, thank you.